This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
I thought, Michael, and it kind of goes, you know, with this conversation here that we just had, Michael went and tore up the Cowboys. I found it, in a way, I found it kind of funny. Because Mike Irvin said, if you're unvaccinated, that means you don't want to win badly enough. And Dallas, by the way, is at nearly 70%. Nearly 70% are unvaccinated. And so, first of all, the fact that he thinks the Cowboys, you know, and Michael does this every year. He's rooting on his Cowboys and talking a lot of crap about his Cowboys and all. Cowboys aren't going to win anything. They don't have the kind of defense to win the Super Bowl when it's all said and done. Come on, man. You know, just whatever. But I did find it funny how he was, you know, picking on the unvaccinated. And in a way, I got to be honest. And the more people you have that are unvaccinated, the more risk your team is going to be at losing players. At least if you're vaccinated, you got a shot at fighting it off. And worst case scenario, if you get it, it's not going to do major damage to you, at least. You know what I mean? Which is, that's the blessing in all of this. So what, I don't know how you want to look at this, but I will say this, that as a sports fan, God, I hope my Dolphins are close to 100% vaccinated, because I want them to have a great year. Listen, injuries are bad enough. Look what happened to Cam Akers today. He tore his Achilles tendon, starting running back for the Rams. This is devastating for them now. Now they've got a count on the Henderson kid. They've got another guy from Maryland. What's his name? Jake Funk. That's his name. A seventh-round pick out of Maryland. Jake Funk. I had to look at my notes. I tried to memorize it. But Jake Funk is the other guy that now you got to count on that. And injuries are brutal enough as it is in this league. And it's hard to, you know, it's hard enough to deal with that. But if you could avoid missing games or missing an important game because you didn't get vaccinated, that could be stopped. We can prevent a lot of deaths. Just vaccinate. You know what I mean? It's pretty common sense. But I'm with Michael on this one. I mean, if I want to compete, I want to make sure everybody's vaccinated so we all have a chance. Apparently, it's going to be two worlds of difference between the guys that are vaccinated and unvaccinated in once they walk into the buildings. They won't be able to do some of the things that the other guys can do while they're vaccinated. It's crazy, man. Take this thing serious. I'm a Dolphins fan for life, okay? But I do become fan. I do become a fan sometimes of specific players because, look, Derek Jeter. Never been a Yankees fan. I don't give a rat's ass about the Yankees. The Yankees could lose 162 games a year, and I wouldn't lose 1 ounce of sleep. I'd be laughing my ass off. But, loved Derek Jeter. That's one of my favorite baseball players of all time. Not my favorite. My favorite is Mike Schmidt. But Derek Jeter is one of my favorites of all, like Tony Gwynn is, like Cal Ripken. There's just some of those dudes that just you admire because Walter Payton is my favorite football player of all time, but it's kind of the same thing. I just admire people that do things the right way because I know I can't do it. You know, I mean, I watch Russell Wilson, how he handles everything, and I could never be as perfect as that dude is. You know what I'm saying? So there are things that I admire about some of these people who are in high pressure situations, and I become fans of them. And I'll root for them, unless they're playing my team, of course. Okay, as much as I loved Walter Payton, I'm standing in the Orange Bowl, cheering my ass off as the defense for the Dolphins is shutting his ass down. Okay, not only did they shut him down, they knocked out every quarterback on the roster. They made Walter Payton play quarterback by the end of the game. I don't know if any of you were at that Orange Bowl game, but I was. Anyway, so I don't, you know, if you're playing against my team, forget it. I got to go against you at all times. Justin Fields, I am going to be rooting for this kid for a long time to come. Not sure if some of you saw what he did, but an incredibly classy move. Last month, a Chicago resident named Scott Morrow was walking down the street when he suddenly felt a sharp pain and collapsed to the ground. He had been shot in the back and was now fighting for his life. As he rode in the ambulance to a nearby hospital, he was inspired by the thoughts of Justin Fields. A lifelong Bears fan, Morrow thinks Fields has what it takes to be the best quarterback Morrow has ever cheered for, and he wants to live long enough to see it happen. Within a couple moments, I thought, well, I'm 41. Pretty much all of Chicago has gone our whole lives without even having a great prospect for a franchise quarterback. I can't die before seeing Justin Fields take the field, Morrow said on 670 The Score. I don't plan to die before he's a Hall of Famer. So when Fields heard that, he decided to pay Morrow a visit while he recuperates. Morrow documented on Twitter, said, just met Bears QB and future Hall of Famer Justin Fields, as well as his lovely parents. I can't believe they came out to visit a little old gunshot victim. And Morrow's GoFundMe page, which still has a lifelong road to recovery after having his spleen and one of his kidneys removed, as well as damage to his stomach, pancreas, and abdomen. I mean, the crime and gun issue in Chicago is just, God, it's crazy. It's out of control. It's scary, man. And to see that this man is just minding his own business, gets shot. Look at all that he has to go through. And then Justin gets a hold of this and shows up. Dude, I mean, we don't have enough of these kind of people in this world. You know what I'm saying? So it's pretty cool to see Justin Fields do something like this. And this alone right here, you know, it just looks like, I mean, listen, he handled all the adversity this offseason, people talking crap about him and all. Since the draft, I've been kind of pulling for him in a way because I thought he got kind of jobbed in the draft. And I'm sorry, I don't see some of the guys in front of him that are actually better than him when I see him. But maybe they're right. They get paid to do this for a living. We'll see if Chicago does end up getting the break of all breaks. Hey, the Dolphins, it wasn't some smart thing that they took Marino, because the dude fell all the way to 20-something and five other quarterbacks were taken before. So you were kind of like, whoa, what a bargain. Let's take him now. The guy's got a world of talent and you hit on it. You know, it's an inexact science, as they say. And so maybe Marino was going to come in and was a loose cannon and didn't turn out to be anything, but he ended up turning out to be incredibly special. This kid, Justin Fields, played his ass off for the Ohio State Buckeyes, showed some incredible toughness in that Clemson game. I see a winner in the kid. Now, I've seen winners at the college level that can't play at the NFL level. We'll find out. But I've seen lesser talented guys. I've seen guys that have accomplished less than Justin Fields have success in the NFL, and I've seen plenty fail, of course. This guy, I don't know, I'm rooting for him big time. Unless the Bears play the Dolphins, then I want us to intercept Justin Fields about 67 times in that game. But if he's not playing the Dolphins, I'm rooting for that kid, man. That's a classy move, and I feel terrible for the gentleman Morrow who ended up getting shot, because that just there's no place for that, man. I don't know. I've already gotten into that. I already told you our gun laws are just absolute garbage. That's what's going on with us, unfortunately.